Andrew, appreciate the time today. You've had a couple of days, obviously, since leaving Edmonton and having the series conclude against Calgary. When you look back, what comes to mind first and foremost?
I mean, nothing overly positive. I think going into the playoffs, we felt like we, had a chance to make a bit of a run. And, obviously sitting here right now, that's not the case. So I think there's definitely some disappointment in how the year finished. And it's kind of tough to link it with the full year at this point because, we did, there's 4 months gap. So it's not like it's a continuation of, us, battling through so much during the regular season. It just feels like we just had the 4-game disappointment. So, I feel like, especially in the first 24 hours, it was kind of a pretty shitty feeling, honestly.
How about for you? When you take a look back at the year, how did your season go in your eyes? Just with the confidence, obviously, of playing a lot with Adam Lowry in a pivotal role there. And then, obviously, Coach gave you a chance to move into Mark's spot there and get even a few more minutes in the playoff.
Yeah, I played a lot. I feel like I definitely took a step, throughout the regular season. Then I feel like I took another step in these last 4 games. I felt like, I was able to, with Litz going down and training camp, started the year at second line center, and that's a spot, I'd love to, try and cement and try and, really establish myself. Feel like, moving forward there, there could be an opportunity there for me to kind of really grab a hold of that. And, especially with Mark going down the playoffs, it was kind of needed for me to go back to center. And I really like that, that job and that pressure and, that responsibility. So I feel like I continue to get better, continue to get more consistent. I feel like if I could just be a little bit more consistent production wise, then, you could see a real step. So just having those, instead of those 8-10 game slides where nothing goes on, you just kind of, battle and grind to find a couple here and there, and that kind of keeps you feeling good. So, yeah, I feel like I'm right. Continue to trend the right way, continue to get better, and continue to grow my role on the team, and that's all you can do.
Thank you.
All righty, we'll go with Ken Weeb from Sportsnet.ca. Go ahead, Ken.
Morning, Andrew. Thanks for taking the time. Just a quick thought on your roommate, how he's handling the recovery, and what was your take on the play that led to the injury?
Yeah, I mean, I think especially, the first 5-10 minutes of any playoff game, guys are going to be running around trying to, cement themselves physically into the series. And definitely a little bit, it's no different with Calgary. And I think, especially with all the time off, guys were just a little loose and, not as sharp as they usually are. So, I don't know if it was a body control thing or what, it ended up being a kind of a reckless play that, with the result of it, being, losing our best player, I think that's, really tough anytime you see it. I don't think, Tkachuk went in with the intention of trying to break Mark's ankle or anything like that. I don't think, he's that type of person, but, it ended up kind of being a reckless play that definitely cost us. So, I know Mark's doing well, feeling a lot better. I know he's having a hard time just kind of not doing a whole lot. So I hope that he's able to heal up quickly and able to get active and kind of be himself again.
And then just going back to your comment about the disappointment and feeling like you had a group that can go on a big run, I mean, what's going to take for this group to get back to that elite contender status?
Playing better. I don't know. That's not my job, is to figure out what the whole team needs. I think, I just gotta worry about, with the guys we have, trying and being a guy that makes everyone around him better and, tries to, continue to improve upon his game so he can bring as much to the team as possible. But I think that's kind of up for management and coaching to decide where, where areas of improvement are needed.
Thanks for your time. Enjoy the offseason here.
Thanks, Ken.
We'll go with Scott Billick from the Winnipeg Sun. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Andrew. I hope you're doing well. You talked about that move to center and playing center and wanting to kind of cement yourself as a center. What is the consistency has always been brought up when you've played at center and more just the production wise. What do you have to do differently at center to do that, or is it just playing center consistently that would help with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be part of it. I think, you know, I made a comment in February, I think, where I had like 12 or 13 sets of line mates, you know, throughout the course of the year, and that, you know, it was the same case in the playoffs too. So I think it is just finding that consistent offensive game. And I think I took a step and felt like I, you know, made some really good plays, especially in Game 4. And I feel like, you know, the more that I can, you know, work on that part of my game and add that to the, you know, the down low play that I have and the defensive side of the game that I have, I think, you know, I can kind of become a pretty well all rounded forward that, you know, plays in that top six. So, you know, I've always, you know, from before, you know, my first couple of years, it's, you know, getting to that third line, play against the other team's best. And now, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, ready to take that next step with another good summer and with another, you know, time and a lot of time to put into my game and continue to work on puck handling and finishing and a lot of those things that, you know, can take me to the next level. So I think it's just continuing to work on my game for sure and finding that consistent production, because a lot of the other parts of my game are pretty consistent.
For sure. And just, can you describe this season personally and, you know, as a team? Like, can you actually put this season into words?
I think personally, I just try to be as consistent as possible with all the inconsistencies going around. I feel like I did a decent job of that. Feel like, you know, there's a time, I think, in, you know, mid-October to early November where I wasn't on the score sheet very much, but past that, I was, you know, I was decently consistent in that aspect as well. And then as a team, we just handled injuries so well, you know, battled through adversity. You know, it's kind of that next guy up mentality. Guys are doing what it took. So, you know, we really liked the group that we had on and off the ice. We felt like, you know, these guys were all in. So it was definitely a bummer to go out in 4 and kind of the way we did. But, you know, it felt like we were really proud of the way that we handled, you know, most of the season and all the things that we went through.
Thanks, Andrew.
We'll go with Carter Brooks. Go ahead, Carter.
Hey, Andrew, since the beginning of this pandemic, you've kind of been one of the most common faces and, I guess, repeat offenders, per se, that we've been able to speak with from the team. Is that just you putting in your time, per se, with your availability, or do you see yourself taking maybe the next steps here in the leadership role within the room or back home on Zoom calls?
I mean, I think leadership's kind of part of who I feel like I am. I think, you know, from – you know, growing up, whether it was football or hockey, and then, you know, wore a letter two of my 3 years in Michigan. So I feel like that's definitely in my DNA, but, you know, I do not have any kids, so I don't really have any, you know, things like that keeping me overly busy. So I think I'm an easy go-to guy with Brownie for these calls and, you know, hopefully one of the more educated guys as well.
Well, I've definitely appreciated your comments and your thoughts. Are there individuals from your past, maybe through football or hockey as well, that you have either learned a lot from in the leadership side of things, or maybe just someone that you look up to that you don't know personally?
I mean, my dad, I would first and foremost, I would say, I think, you know, not even just sports wise, but just how he conducts himself on a day-to-day basis and, you know, in his work life and whatnot. I think, you know, I look up to a lot of the things that, you know, he embodies on a day-to-day basis, for the most part. I'd say that's the biggest one for sure. You know, I think it's just kind of all about just being a good person and working your hardest and trying to, you know, have other guys, you know, join you in that quest. So I think that's, you know, something I learned from my dad for the most part.
Thanks, Andrew.
We'll go with Paul Friesen next. Go ahead, Paul.
All right, thanks. Andrew, there's been some analysis of the Calgary series that suggests your team could use more grit. Your thoughts on that?
I don't know. Like I told Ken, it's not really up for me to decide, you know, what we need. I think that's kind of a management and coaching, you know, situation. But I do know that Nate Beaulieu stood up to Milan Lucic and fought him, you know, at puck drop of the game four. So that guy's got a lot of grit. You know, Adam Lowry fought Ryan Reeves this year. Wheels fought Tkachuk in the series. So I will say that, you know, I don't think grit is, you know, was lacking areas of the room.
Okay, fair enough. This virus doesn't seem to be going anywhere. What are your thoughts on, you know, the possibility of this bubble situation again next season?
I think that's a long way away. I think, you know, that we still got, you know, a full 2 months of playoffs and then a full 2 months of off season. So, you know, we'll see where we're at in 4 months as a league and as a, you know, a continent between Canada and the U.S. and then kind of in the world. So, yeah, I think that's just kind of a little premature to kind of say one way or the other.
We'll go with Murat Atesh from The Athletic. Go ahead, Murat.
Yeah, Andrew, kind of in the spring during the pause, you talked a little bit at one point about developing a goal scorer's mentality, of saying there is a mental aspect to taking that offensive step in your game. You kind of paid off with two shooters' goals. And does that mean that something's gone off for you or a switch has been flipped? Or what does that mean for your progress that way?
Yeah, I don't know if a switch has been flipped necessarily. I guess it's only four games, but you know, I think it's along the right path, I guess. I think that's like the right idea. And I think it's, you know, something that I'm going to continue to work on here moving forward, because, you know, I think that's, you know, where I have the most area for improvement and where I think if I can, you know, increase that part of my game by, you know, 10, 15, 20%, then, you know, I feel like that can really help me take a step in my overall game. So, definitely something I'm going to continue to work on. You know, everything's not solved because I scored two goals. I think it's, you know, it's a longer path than that, and it's not going to be as direct a path as that. So, kind of just got to continue to put the pedal down and work on that part of the game. And, you know, especially being able to shoot on Connor Hellebuyck in the summers here, I think that's going to help me, you know, develop that. And, you know, if you can beat him, you can pretty much beat anybody in the league.
And earlier in this call, you've worn your disappointment on your sleeve about the way things ended, and certainly the expression is there. We can feel it as we listen to you. What is the next few days, weeks? What's that going to look like for you as you try to, I don't want to say get over it, but move on and get your mindset ready for the next steps?
Yeah, I think it's just trying to stay busy with other things. You know, I don't really plan on getting on the ice the next couple of weeks. Kind of crazy with, you know, we only played four games, but, you know, we were in camp for a month and we still have so much time before the next season starts that with the way that next season's shaping up, you know, whatever the situation around it is, it's probably going to be a bit of a condensed schedule. So you want to make sure you get your rest now and, you know, prepare yourself over the next 3 or 4 months so that you are ready to go, one, and two, able to handle the condensed schedule. So I think that's just kind of the plan right now. I think try and stay busy, try and, you know, spend time with my family as much as possible. My brother goes back to school in the next couple of days, so I'll just try and be with him. And then from there, just try and, you know, find ways to keep busy, whether it's golf or whether it's, you know, going to the lake or, you know, doing just kind of summer type things, but definitely trying to keep my mind off hockey for the next little bit.
All right, we'll go with Paul Edmonds from TSN 1290. Go ahead, Paul.
Thanks, Quaker. Thanks a lot for taking the time, Andrew. We've talked about this before, and you've mentioned it today about improving your offensive game. Do you have a skills coach, or who might help you with that in the off season to get better with your hands and things like that that you've mentioned that you want to improve on to start producing a few more points?
I work with Adam Oates, and I think, you know, between the relationship that him and Scheif, like the me and Scheif have and him and Scheif have and then him and I have, I think, you know, I feel like that's something that's, you know, helped me a lot to get to this point. I think you've seen improvement over the course of my career, and I think just kind of continue on that trajectory, you know, it comes out in spurts, and it's just trying to find that consistent, you know, game where I can just find it. So it's, And that's something that Mark and I, you know, part of my relationship with Mark that I really enjoy is that, you know, we continue to push each other, you know, on the ice and, you know, do drills after practice together. And we're not just kind of doing them and just saying great job. We're kind of actively critiquing each other and, you know, talking about the finer points of the game instead of just saying, you know, nice pass, you know, nice shot kind of thing. It's a little bit more detailed than that. So, you know, that's part of what's helped me get a lot better. And then obviously working with Adam has, you know, made me think about the game a little bit in different ways, which has helped develop my offensive game. And I think, you know, the more I work with him, the more I feel like I get better in that aspect.
And finally, with trying to assume maybe that second line center position, do you have a conversation with the coaching staff to say, listen, I would like the opportunity in training camp, whenever that is, to have that chance and seize that opportunity? Or is that a communication thing that you have going in?
Yeah, I mean, there's part of that, but also, you know, I don't want to assume or, you know, have to tell the coaches I want it. I think, you know, I want, you know, my play to dictate that, you know, he can't have me anywhere else but that spot. So, you know, just try and, you know, let my play do the talking and, you know, it's not going to be assumed for sure. It's going to be, you know, whatever the situation is. And, you know, if Brian, you know, is healthy next year and ready to go, then obviously, you know, he's a fantastic player. So that would be, you know, a spot that, you know, he's had for the last few years. So that'd be, you know, that would change the dynamics a bit. But, you know, I just feel like I'm, you know, I'm working hard for it. And that's, you know, where I see my game going. And, you know, like I said, I don't want to tell the coaches. I want them to see it in the play and just kind of be like, you know, we can't afford to have him anywhere else but that spot.
Thanks, Andrew. Enjoy the offseason.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
All righty, we'll go with Jason Bell. Go ahead, Jason.
Andrew, appreciate this. You know, you mentioned about not thinking about hockey too much the next little bit, but I mean, what is your, because of this, you know, different kind of situation and there's still 16 full teams left, four full rounds ahead, what will your level of interest be in this postseason? I mean, will you be watching or is it just, is that not into it?
No, I'll probably be watching a bit. I won't be tuned into every single game for sure, but you know, I think there is a difference between, you know, watching intently and like thinking about hockey and actively thinking about hockey and, or, you know, just kind of having the game on and just trying to relax and watch as a fan, which, you know, I'm probably going to try and do for at least, you know, a week or two, just, you know, whether it's your buddies on other teams or, you know, guys that you enjoy watching, just try and be, you know, a little bit more removed, you know, mentally from the game. So I'll have it on, but I won't be, you know, absolutely dialed into every play.
Right. I appreciate that. And, you know, obviously we know what you guys did in 2018. Last year was a bit of a quicker exit against obviously a terrific club. How will you look back at this situation, Andrew, when you were in the 24 team situation, but you don't slide into the 16. I mean, will you consider this as the Jets were a playoff team this year, or is it just kind of a lost opportunity?
I mean, that's kind of tough to say. I don't know if I'll be claiming this one as, oh, I made it to the playoffs so many times. I don't think it really matters. You know, at the end of the day, I think it's just, you know, we had an opportunity to make a bit of a run and obviously didn't execute the way we wanted to, but you know, there is something to be proud of in terms of how we fought all year and whatnot. It's just wish that it could have, you know, ended on a just a bit, you know, better of a note than it did.
Appreciate this, Andrew. Take care.
Thanks.
All righty, we'll go with Mike McIntyre. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Andrew, thanks for doing this. Just kind of picking up from there, a big picture question on the league. There were so many upsets in terms of seeded teams upsetting higher seeds in this qualifying series. Do you have any thoughts or theories as to why that is? Is it the best of five format that maybe changed things, or just that long layoff made it more unpredictable than ever?
Probably part of the layoff. I mean, those series were pretty much all 3-1. I think Columbus was the only one that went to five. So I don't really think it has too much to do with the length of the series. You know, some teams, I will say, though, like, you don't really know how precious that one life is until you get a second life. And so I think, you know, those
right.
Arizona's and Chicago's and Montreal's got a bit of a second life, and, you know, they took advantage of it, and, you know, credit to them. So, you know, I think, you know, they showed up and they were the better teams, and that's kind of all there is to it. You know, you gotta win a lot of rounds to win the Stanley Cup. So we still, there's a long way to go, but, it's definitely a unique circumstance, but I mean, the better teams in the series won.
Sorry, just my connection was cutting out here. Just last one, but Mark talked about Philadelphia as a team that he really likes. Do you have a favorite or two that you think could, you know, go the distance here that you're looking at?
I think out of the West, I like Colorado and Vegas in particular. Those would probably be my two picks right now, at least out of the West.